Et salut à tous, c'est Mog. On se retrouve pour le tout premier épisode de l'After de Six and Daz. Alors l'After de Six and Daz, qu'est-ce que c'est? Je suis pas trop censé vous en parler, mais c'est un petit peu comme le Marvel Cinematic Universe. Les mecs ont fait 1,5 milliard de recettes avec le premier podcast. Du coup, ils lancent une franchise parallèle. Et j'espère que vous allez écouter, parce que si ça marche bien, il y aura des épisodes crossover avec du budget, ce sera un truc de dingue. Vous le savez, dans Six and Daz, Six and Daz vous raconte la carrière d'un artiste dans ses grandes lignes et aborde sa discographie. Moi, j'ai choisi d'attaquer les choses par l'autre bout, et dans l'after, on va parler de ce qu'il y a entre les lignes, on va se pencher sur la partie cachée de l'iceberg et parler des aspects moins connus, mais aussi de la musique moins connue d'un artiste. Ça peut être des apparitions sur d'autres projets, ça peut être des titres qu'ils ont sortis par des moyens alternatifs comme Internet, ça peut être des chutes, ou tout simplement des trucs que j'aime bien. Donc c'est avec Eminem qu'on va commencer ce premier épisode de l'after. Alors Eminem, c'est un mec, j'aime pas spécialement sa musique, mais je peux pas nier son talent. De toute façon, t'arrives pas là où il en est par hasard. Le mec a vendu 220 millions d'albums dans le monde, 42 fois platine, t'es obligé de respecter, t'es obligé. En ce qui le concerne, on va s'intéresser principalement aux chutes. Alors des chutes, qu'est-ce que c'est? Quand un mec comme Eminem sort un album de 18 titres, il en a pas enregistré que 18. En réalité, il en a probablement enregistré 100 ou 150. Ensuite, il coupe le gras, et il reste les 18 titres qui formeront l'album. Et le reste, c'est les chutes. Alors pourquoi on coupe des morceaux comme ça? En général, enfin il y a plein de raisons, mais en général, soit c'est parce que c'était pas très bon, soit parce que ça rentrait pas dans le concept ou dans le message de l'album, soit c'est parce que c'était pour faire de l'expérimentation, il peut y avoir aussi des problèmes de droit, des projets qui sont annulés, ou alors tout simplement des titres que l'artiste a enregistrés uniquement pour lui-même. Et pour un mec comme Eminem, qui a fait 11 albums, vous imaginez bien que des chutes, il y en a des tas. On va commencer avec les bases. Eminem et Dr. Dre se rencontrent en 1997. Eminem signe, ils rentrent tous les deux en studio et se mettent à travailler. Et il sort ça.
While I'm sleeping, I keep dreaming of death and I'm hearing people screaming. The devil's spirit trapped inside me and I want it out. I'm on a couch, bleeding to death in a haunted house. With both of my wrists slit, I'm lifted up in the air and suspended in animation like someone's holding me there. I feel somebody's cold hands wrapping around my neck while I choke on my own blood that I swallow and drown to death. But I found a breath that somehow managed to slip the clutches. Nearly blacking out from dizziness and head rushes. Tripping over OD bodies of dead lushes. Bloodstains paint the plush carpet like red slushes. Doors open and close by themselves. Books fly off shelves. Curtains catch fire, the house melts. My skin blisters and sticks together like twin sisters. The wind blows and shatters windows like tin twisters. Quarter piece of shrapnel in the Adam's apple. Two cups of holy water and I'm looking at them half full. But as soon as I go to touch them, they turn into red rum. It got silent, then all these voices said,
"Go, follow me to the gates of hell."
I heard him yell,
"Welcome to the Norman Bridge Motel."
I rang the bell for service and I was greeted by his mother. Covered in dry blood, head still thinning from the shovel. I said I need a room so I could try to get some rest. She gave me the keys to the best weed and a bag of sets. Told me that's just the start. Satan will be in to see me later to see if I'm interested in being partners.
Comme vous pouvez le voir, c'est très court, c'est pas terminé, et bien évidemment, il n'y a pas encore vraiment ce son caractéristique des collaborations Eminem-Dr. Dre qui vont créer des hits après hits après hits pendant à peu près une quinzaine d'années. Pour le prochain titre, on va faire un saut dans le temps jusqu'en 2006, et si vous avez bien écouté l'épisode de Six and Daz, vous savez que 2006, c'est l'année pendant laquelle Proof a été assassiné. Et bien évidemment, c'est quelque chose qui va marquer Eminem pendant toute sa vie. Certains diront même qu'il a chuté dans l'alcoolisme après la mort de Proof et que la période de deuil a été très très longue. Parfois, vous allez voir que les artistes écrivent des chansons et les enregistrent en sachant pertinemment qu'ils ne les sortiront jamais. Ils les enregistrent uniquement dans le but de se libérer d'un poids. C'est exactement le cas du prochain titre, qui est une lettre destinée à Proof, dans laquelle Eminem se livre de manière particulièrement honnête et ouverte, peut-être un peu trop pour le grand public. Vous allez aussi noter un petit truc, c'est que Au refrain, c'est un autre collaborateur et ami très proche d'Eminem, Obie Trice.
They ask me am I okay, they ask me if I'm happy. Are they asking me that because of the shit that's been thrown at me? Or am I just a little snappy and they genuinely care? Duty, most of my life has just been me and you there. And I continuously stare at pictures of you. I never got to say I love you as much as I wanted to, but I do. Yeah, I say it now when you can't hear me. What the fuck good does that do me now? But somehow I know you're near me. Your presence. Oh, I went and dropped some presents off for Easter to them. Two little beautiful boys of yours to try to ease the minds a little. And dog, you never believe this, but Sharonda actually talks to me now. Jesus and everyone else is just trying to pick up the pieces. Man, how could you touch so many fucking lives and just leave us? They say grievance has a way of affecting everyone different. If it's true, how the fuck I'm supposed to get over you? Difficult as it sounds, duty.
I drop a tear in the rhyme. The day you find it, it's the day I stop missing to shine. Hotel, it was written, it was woven for a soldier to leave. So suddenly, got me wide open. Take a soul so dope and turn around, leave us all heartbroken. Know that you're saying keep going, be a man, no emotion. Yeah. It's your duty till we meet again. Duty,
that's what we call each other. I don't know where it came from, but it just stuck with us. We was always brothers, never thought about each other's skin colors. Till one day we was walking up the block in the summer. It was like 90 degrees, I was catching a sunburn. Trying to walk under the trees just to give me some comfort. I'm moaning, I just want to get home. And I look over and your shirt is off. I'm like, you're gonna fry. You're like, no, I won't. I'm black, stupid. And black people, they got melatonin in their skin. We don't burn me while my face is glowing. And I feel like I'm on fire. And the entire time, you're just laughing at me and snapping at me with your shirt, bastard. And I still have to get you back for that shit. And by the way, them Playboy rings my mother stole from you when they finally got them back, shit. It must have been at least 16 years ago. Well, I put them in your casket. I'm moving past it. It still ain't registered yet. But you can bet your legacy they'll never forget. The Motor City Motown Hip Hop Vet. Hip Hop Shop Dreads. It don't stop there. Yeah, as difficult as it sounds,
duty. I drop a tear in the rhyme. The day you find it, it's the day I stop missing to shine. Hotel, it was written, it was woven for a soldier to leave. So suddenly, got me wide open. Take a soul so dope and turn around, leave us all heartbroken. Know that you're saying keep going, be a man, no emotion. It's your duty till we meet again.
And this may sound a little strange, but I'ma tell it. I found a jacket that you left at my wedding. I picked it up to smell it. I wrapped it up in plastic until I put it in glass and hang it up in the hallway so I can always look at it. And as for all of me and D12, we feel like fuck rap. It feels like our general just fucking died in our lap. We shut off all the pages, all the cell numbers have changed. Our two ways are in the trash of some cats. I'll have to find a new way. And I know that it feels like the dreams would die with you today, but the truth is they're all still here and you ain't. Purple gang, you gotta keep pressing on. Don't ever give up your dream, dog. I got love for you all. And duty, it's true you brought people together who never would have been in the same room if it wasn't for you. You were the peacemaker, duty. I know sometimes you were moody, but you hated confrontation and truly hated defeating. But you was down for yours whenever it came to scrapping. If it had to happen, it had to happen. Believe me, I know you're the one who taught me to throw them bows back on Dresden. From making cars to paintball and getting arrested, they're sitting across from each other in cells laughing and jesting. They tried to hit us for 5 years, but had no question. I guess them hookers and bums who we shot up didn't show up for court, so we got off on the technicality, left sweating. Me, you, and what's his face? I forgot his fucking name. Shame he even came to your funeral. He betrayed our team, and if I see him again, I'ma punch him in the fucking face. And that's on Haley J. Whitney Lane and Elena's name. I let the pistol bang once just to lick a shot in the air for you and pour some liquor out with Obie in the parking lot of 54. Just before we were supposed to get in cars to come and see you once more. As difficult as it sounds, duty.
Bon, du coup, j'en profite pour faire un petit aparté sur Proof. Alors, comme vous le savez maintenant, Proof, c'est un mec super important dans la vie d'Eminem. Ils se connaissent depuis quasiment toujours, depuis le collège ou le lycée, je sais plus. Mais là où ils se rapprochent vraiment, c'est dans une boutique de Détroit qui s'appelait le Hip Hop Shop. Et dans le Hip Hop Shop, de 93 à 97, tous les samedis soirs, il y avait des battles. Et toute la clique de D12, Proof, Eminem, tout ça là, ils se côtoient là-bas. Et d'ailleurs, petit détail, à l'époque, c'est Proof le champion des battles du coin, et il est toujours en train d'être derrière Eminem pour le pousser à faire des battles. C'est un mec vraiment hyper actif sur la scène locale, toujours en train de chercher des collaborateurs, etc., des mecs avec qui monter des groupes. Et d'ailleurs, de nos jours, tout le monde pense que le cerveau de D12, c'est Eminem. En réalité, non, pas du tout. En réalité, c'est Proof qui est à l'origine du groupe. Alors forcément, un endroit comme le Hip Hop Shop, ça attire tout un tas de passionnés de la ville. Et à l'époque, en 93-94, il y avait un certain mec qui s'appelait JD. Alors JD, il venait pas spécialement pour rapper, il venait juste pour écouter, et il venait voir ses battles. Et JD, si vous y connaissez un peu, vous savez que plus tard, il deviendra un producteur légendaire qui s'appelle Jay Dilla. Et Jay Dilla et Proof, donc, ils se rencontrent là-bas, et ils deviennent très potes. Ils bossent tous les deux sur pas mal de projets, hein. Ils bossent sur un album solo de Proof. Ils bossent sur l'album du groupe de Proof de l'époque qui s'appelait Five Ella. Et ils bossent aussi en duo. Et ça donne ça. And 9 and 4, spin it on. You see, throw up, be back, 9 and 4. My flow is divine. It's time that we got together on the rhyme. Right, line right is for the siblings. My magic pad is for my scribbling, chiseling. Though the sound dead, with my flow along with old Mr. Roundhead, top notch. Put your prop lock, cut the flap, cause I jam at your snap box, whole nigga. My dough nigga, yo nigga, I said no nigga, figure old nigga, oh nigga, did I forget to warn you, or should I just burn you, do not, I wouldn't waste the matches, sap sucker, bad remember, I stress without the justice, don't play boy, I'm not you Hefner, say yes sir, I'm fresher, I'm out for the extra, so reel it off, species don't know, I'll be back to count to toe, 9 to 4, reel it off, species don't know, I'll be back with you. Flow and 94, reel it off. MCs don't know, I'll be back to count the dough in 94, reel it off. They don't know that I'm in the field. Ou alors y'a ça. Throughout the streets, you see me hanging with the hood dwellers. Mr. Booth hanging with the good fellas in the neighborhood. Niggas be the ballers, brothers getting smaller. Brothers trying to get over his horn. I used to know a nigga from back in the gap. He said he'd rather shoot crap than try to rap, man. It ain't no time to slack walk. That's why I hung with Slum Bill, Shabazz, West Chill, and Jack Frost. The real niggas with the skills know the deal. That's the way we pack wheels to pay our fucking bills. Around the way, yo, I strive to be famous. You wanna hear some shit? Put your ear up on my anus. I take you to places and trips you never been before. You wanna chill, but you still wanna be hardcore. Listen to the same baseline, while waste time. Niggas trying to put nines on their waistline. Define my time. Inside my mind, I got freestyle for days. Rhyme pays, so I amaze those that came into the tone, my domain. I wreck brains on top of that lame brains, get the same thing. So remember, my time is ill, but I try to keep it on the real. Come through the hood, but still. Keep it on the go, keep it on the go, keep it on the down, low, down, low. Keep it on the go, 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 keep it on the go. Alors, vous pouvez l'entendre, et la qualité, c'est pas ouf. Bien évidemment, c'est parce que tout ça vient de cassettes qui datent de l'époque, et malheureusement, on n'aura jamais mieux parce que en février 2006, Dilla meurt d'une maladie du sang qui s'appelle la maladie de Moscovitz, et 2 mois plus tard, Proof meurt assassiné. Donc autant vous dire que, à part si quelqu'un retrouve un vieux disque dur quelque part, c'est tout ce qu'on aura. Alors vous allez voir, le prochain titre, c'est un titre un petit peu particulier. Quand un artiste veut créer un album, dans une vaste majorité des cas, il y a une volonté de créer un ensemble cohérent, qui suit soit un concept un petit peu particulier, soit qui délivre un message. Et parfois, c'est pas impossible qu'un titre soit exclu si l'artiste estime qu'il va nuire à cette cohérence. Le prochain titre, c'est exactement ça. Il a été enregistré en 2007, c'est produit par Dr. Dre, et vous allez voir que, pour l'époque, il y a un line-up qui est absolument dingue. Eminem, Dr. Dre, 50 Cent et Jay-Z. Et en plus de ça, Jay-Z, à l'époque, n'a jamais collaboré officiellement avec Eminem, ni avec 50 Cent. Il est évident que si les gamins de l'époque avaient vu cette track au milieu d'une tracklist, ils auraient skip direct pour aller dessus, et le reste de l'album serait passé en second plan. La track a un concept un petit peu particulier, c'est celui de se moquer de la radio et du système de distribution. Alors vous noterez bien évidemment l'ironie de voir quatre des plus puissants rappeurs de l'époque se moquer de ce système dont ils ont largement bénéficié, mais ça va pas les empêcher de le faire. Et sur la track, Eminem explique que pour le public, la radio, etc., que les lyrics, ça compte plus. Que la seule chose qui est importante, c'est d'avoir un refrain entraînant sur un beat un petit peu catchy, et il fait ça sur un beat qui est volontairement dépouillé, qui est rendu du coup très 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 simple à lire. Alors c'est une track qui a un petit peu de mal à passer sans que son concept soit expliqué. Et bien évidemment, à l'époque en plus, on est au début des réseaux sociaux, il n'y avait pas autant de canaux pour expliquer ces choses-là au grand public, et donc c'est pour ces raisons-là que la track a été écartée. If we gotta dumb down our style and ABC it, then so be it. Cause nowadays these kids, jeez, don't give a shit about lyrics. All they wanna hear is a beat and that's it. As long as they can go to the club and get blitzed, pick up some chicks and get some digits. And the DJ's playing them hits. Oh, this my jam, this my shit. We don't know a word to a verse, all we know is the chorus. Cause the chorus repeats the same four words for us. And the song's ginormous, a whole formula switch. Cause we don't know anymore what a hit. Is it the beat? Is it the rap? Is it a finger snap or the same 808 clap? And how do we adapt and get TRL votes when 13-year-olds control the remotes and Assy's got a brand new nose? We gotta put some new and fasters on us a lot of balls. If the emphasis on the compact disses and the beat, then I'm gonna feature him and get rich and let Trey mix the shit and drive off in the Range Rover. Say where I go, they love the blank blank flow. Bang bang, look at the way my chain glow. The ring on my fang cost your man a lot of dough. Oh, fuck am I busting my brain fold? It's just the way the game going. Oh, it takes two to tango. You call this a lame flow, you bought the shit. I guess you to blame too, I just found the angle. No more reality flows, I'm trying to time my album dropping with a reality show. Cock the Mac 11 from the Hot 97 and call my publicist, tell her we impressed heaven. No one gives a shit except some kids that just got into sex on the internet. So you want the chat room or the house in Malibu, M? Your emphasis is on the wrong syllable. They said 30's the new 20, funny, must mean 40's the new 30. Interesting, cause ever since then it's been, in a sense, an extension for veteran rappers that are better than half of the shit coming out right now. It's all trash. The torch is gonna burn out before it gets passed. Jay said it's his last in 50 and M. Then what? Detox drops, what do we got then? So now our whole camps is running around, scrambling over what to do. Gambling every time we put a record out, just looking for that hook. Wait, Dre, look! Shorty, I love you. When you love me too, we were meant to be. Cause shorty, you love me. Go shorty, it's your birthday. You made it just in time to hear my wordplay. It's the kid that flip flows who used to flip O's. I run G for days, you should see how I get hoes. I'm international, I get my dick licked round the globe. I'm sick right in the shows, we're riding on low lows. Puffing on cocoa, my bitch and my no lows. Don't fuck with the dodos, that's slang for dumb hoes. I'm playing, I ain't got time to joke. You fuck around, you could get your ass smoked. It's not a game, me B, I ain't playing. Beat behind me playing, so you here anyway. You don't hear what I'm saying. Me finin' it ain't, feet feet it ain't. Just give me my check and I'll be on my way. Sunny bunny money and funny. You ain't even listening and I just took your money. There once was a time. À cette époque-là, c'est l'époque Aftermath avec Dr. Dre qui règne avec toute sa clique. Il y a le G-Unit qui vient de passer, vous l'avez vu pendant l'épisode de Six and Das sur 50 Cent. Il y a également The Game, évidemment Eminem est toujours là en toile de fond. Et pendant ce temps, Dr. Dre travaille sur Detox. Et au fur et à mesure des années, il y a plein de gens qui sont venus travailler sur Detox, bien évidemment. Et le prochain titre, ça fait partie justement de ces enregistrements-là. Il y a plein de gens qui ont enregistré hein, sur cette track. Il y a T.I. qui a enregistré dessus. D aussi, Dr. Dre évidemment. Mais cette version, c'est avec Eminem et Nas. My motto is lit by the bottle. So why is my supply low? Bringing the truck load with a high low. Stay grounded but I still reach for the sky though. Ghetto idol I think, but what do I know? Shit, I know a lot more than I should. The hood stood by me just like I thought it would. Don't act like I'm Hollywood when I probably could. I don't poly, Muhammad Ali of rap. I don't lollygag. West Coast, the home of the body bag. The shoddy, the mag. Los Angeles, where the party at? You can catch me anywhere where there's Bacardi at. Yeah, Andre is back, so have a cardiac. Started back with the black, ready to start a cap. Gangsta rap, we practically fucking started that.
Every day with this game, I'm getting smarter at. Sky's the limit, so every time I get on a track.
Guns blaze when I shine. Nigga was quick, but start on the shooting kind. Front page all the time. You boys think sick, but I ain't got no roof on my dreams.
Topless, I live topless.
Like my girl is the game with her titties out.
I dream topless, I live topless.
Sky's the limit, I'm paid to run the city now.
Your skin's a traveling bag of your existence. Yours is shabby and scab while mine's glistening. Vivid on my skin how many continents I visited. You could journey with me to different places by listening. Shitting on them, your brother got it covered. We could slug it, knuckle it, however you want it, I love it. A hustler's wit, the grit, the grind. My genetic code makeup, murderer by design. On Mayan calendar time, when night meets day, I'm in the light gray Bugatti like a high speed chase. Adrenaline like jogging, a jumping rope in place. Muhammad Ali hobbies, no Pilates, trying to keep the ocean by me. Hit a rich man's wife, see what these hoes could buy me. Looking forward, but it's nice to see the road behind me. Hotels are 7-star, but gets flowing. Keep your Learjet dog, the private jet Boeing topless.
Eminem, pendant les années qui suivent sa signature, c'est en moyenne un album tous les 2 ans. Mais entre l'album Encore sorti en 2004 et l'album Relapse sorti en 2009, il se passe 5 ans. Pendant ces 5 ans, il va commencer à enregistrer un album, puis Proof meurt assassiné, ça va mettre un terme aux enregistrements, Eminem va partir en rehab en 2007 et il va tout simplement annuler cet album. Cet album, il s'appelait King Matters et je vous en ai passé un titre en début d'émission. Alors vous pouvez trouver des versions faites par des fans sur internet, mais en réalité ce ne sont que des puzzles de tracks qui traînent ici et là. Mais la prochaine track, elle était prévue pour cet album.
And for those of y'all who don't know what a GOAT is, it means the greatest of all time, and I consider myself one of those, so thank you very much, here it goes. This is the part I was worried about. Everyone thinks that my career is down the tubes, and I'm in some dusty garage, inhaling them carbon monoxide fumes. And everyone's telling me what I should do and how I should come out of what to rap about. And I know that I got a lot up in my Abdullah Abdangada that I gotta get out. And I'm not sure how this is gonna come off. They're probably gonna think that I'm coming off as cocky. Like I just started giving a fuck what you really think about me. See, the thing about me is you don't really know a thing about me. Everyone's making a stink about me, like there's some kind of an aura of that of the king around me. Surround me with other big gangsters, killers and bangers, and the most dangerous criminals. And I feel like I'm more comfortable around them than I do my own motherfucking neighbors. But see, my genius to be remembered is one of the best when I leave. But why does it seem like I'm not even put up in the same category as other MCs? So when Weezy says that he's better than Jay-Z, please be that just subliminally. Means he thinks Jig is the best and that he's the only one up in that league, see. And it's easy just to consider me one of the greatest white rappers there is, knowing goddamn well that I'm one of the best motherfucking rappers who ever lived, period. I'm a GOAT, and I don't mean to gloat, but I know what I know and I know what you're thinking. These magazines will never put it in ink, because how would it look if they considered me as a GOAT? And for those of y'all who don't know what a GOAT is, it means the greatest of all time, and I consider myself one of those, so thank you very much.
On arrive en 2009, Eminem sort Relapse et met un terme à son absence, et secrètement, il commence à essayer de préparer le retour de D12 pour rendre un hommage à Proof. Alors, à l'époque, le groupe est plus ou moins mort, hein, bien évidemment, mais ils vont quand même tenter quelque chose.
Marshall, stop rapping. I guess that makes me the captain. Hit the mattress, pistol packing. Sick assassin, hit the gases. Hit the mashing. D12 broke up, who you bitch is acting? My clique's relaxing in the hills of Aspen. Popping pills and aspirin. And I'm a machine that brought Marshall back to life. Told with him around, just had to be tight. So I figured that I would grab the mic. Like a nigga about to rhyme right after Christ. Sometimes we get mad and fight. Right back to the lab at night. Grab a O and a half the light. That's only right. Living like a rock star is the only life. And we are 6 grown men who are old friends. My nigga Bug, the shine hold 10. All the way down, I'ma hold them. D12 nigga, to the world end.
intentions. And I ain't bars, not even an inch since then. I'm stubborn, evil, and insensitive. I'm like nothing you ever seen. Penciling, and it's like I'm holding the insulin. So you might wanna button it like Benjamin. I ain't frightened of nothing, not Benjamin. Step right in this mark with my henchmen and walk straight to the stage. I ain't here to cause trouble, get the fuck on my face. Fall back, low cocksucker. I ain't A and W, you don't get your cold mugs in my way. Get them shattered, fucking A. Been this way since BC, what can I say? I'm stuck in my ways like double stick tape. Don't get turned to a vegetable dick face. You ain't Superman, stay in your lane, Lois. Deep 12, spit flames like flamethrowers. Spit till we get sprain jaws with metaphors to cut with the same force as chainsaws. Hope you're coming with your A game, cause things have changed in this game. Is it the same game, boys? The stakes have been raised, better make lemonade. When they give you lemons, if they want us, let them aim for us.
Et il y a ça aussi. Ça ne donnera jamais rien de concret et le dernier album de D12 sorti sera celui sorti en 2004. On arrive vers fin 2009 et Eminem continue de travailler dans son coin. À l'époque, il travaille sur un Relapse 2. Alors le truc de la suite, il y a plein d'artistes qui l'ont fait et qui le font encore d'ailleurs. Ils sont sur la lancée, ils sont bien chauds avec leur concept et puis au bout d'un moment, ils finissent par dire que c'est une idée à la con et ils recommencent. C'est exactement ce qui se passe ici. Alors Eminem, à ce stade, il a toujours été très fermé sur la production. Tous ses albums sont soit intégralement produits par lui, ou par Dr. Dre, ou bien par des proches, des gens qui sont sous son aile. Avec Relapse 2, l'idée pour Eminem, c'est de s'ouvrir plus aux collaborations, et il va bosser avec tout un tas de producteurs avec lesquels il a jamais bossé jusque-là. La prochaine track, c'est une track avec Just Blaze, donc qui est produite par lui, et qui a une particularité, c'est que le refrain est ce qu'on appelle une référence. Une référence, c'est un terme qui désigne une pratique qui consiste à enregistrer à la place de quelqu'un d'autre temporairement. Vous écrivez les lyrics, vous enregistrez pour donner une rythmique, et l'artiste que vous voulez voir au refrain n'aura plus qu'à suivre. Ici, Just Blaze, qui chante jamais d'habitude, chante le refrain dans l'optique de le refiler à quelqu'un d'autre. Ensuite, pour Eminem, il a marché sur un Lego.
Some people ask me where I've been lately. They thought I fell off, nobody can save me. They play in the background, I don't back down. So don't get it twisted, try to play me. First I come out, they underrate me. Then I come back, they still try to fade me. They say I'm nasty, say I'm crazy. They ask me what I think, and I say maybe I'll fly away. It ain't nothing in my way, so I may as well fly away. And ain't nothing else to say, so I may as well fly away. I know you wanna see me down, but we ain't gon' die today. Cause I done been to the top and there's nowhere else to go. And only way to see me is if you're looking up from down below. Nothing else to say, so I may as well fly away. And there's nothing in my way, so I may as well fly away. I'm on top of this thing, so I may as well fly away.
self-esteem back, got my confidence up. I'ma step up on the stage now, I'm gonna strut and walk around with my pants hanging off of my butt. And you ain't about to tell me nothing, boy, get off of my nuts. It goes one for the money, two for the show. My shit don't stink, I don't think so. Wipe my ass with the tissue and roll it back up in the row. Are you ready now? Here we go. The bald eagle has landed, I'm back in your hair. Sorry for leaving you stranded, I'm twice as dreaded, evil and rancid. They can't sit, I don't think anybody understands it. Especially when the world's silly putty in your hands is Plato. I ain't back to Plato, they said he died in a fatal car crash, so what they know. Shit, if I did, it'd be a trailer, not a car. The white trash star, I fucking RP up like Brett Favre. Homie, you got it backwards, you're dipping your soup inside your crackers. I can carry rats in my back hurt. Set it down, go right back to the chiropractors. Get my back right, then I'm right back on you bastards. I was chasing the dragon, I don't know what happened. It's like that feeling I had when I first started rapping. I just couldn't seem to get back and recapture that magic. So I went back to the lab, that's where I've been at.
Some people ask me where I've been lately. They thought I fell off, nobody can save me. You play in the background, I don't back down. So don't get it twisted.
Ouais, c'était le bon gros Lego Star Wars bien pointu qui fait bien mal aux pieds. Alors finalement, de ces sessions, il n'y aura pas de Relapse 2, mais l'album qui suivra Relapse, Recovery. Maintenant, on va faire un bond en avant pour arriver à peu près à nos jours, parce que sinon, ce segment va faire 3 heures. Alors pourquoi on fait un bond en avant? Parce que entre Recovery et 2017... Il y a déjà 4 ans pendant lesquels Eminem fait pas de musique. Ensuite, alors certes, il sort un album, mais il y a une grosse période de creux, et dans ce qui sort, c'est pas forcément très intéressant de se pencher dessus. Alors, vous l'avez entendu dans l'épisode de Six and Daz, Eminem, c'est un mec qui vient d'un milieu indé et qui l'a jamais vraiment oublié. On le voit avec Bad Meets Evil, on le voit avec Slaughterhouse, et en 2017, on va le revoir encore avec Griselda. Alors pour faire court, Griselda c'est un collectif qui est constitué de deux frères, Conway the Machine et Westside Gunn, et de leur cousin Benny the Butcher, et ces trois mecs qui viennent de New York et qui ont connu les pires crasses possibles et imaginables, et je suis sûr que ça fera le sujet d'un Six and Daz un jour. Tout ça pour dire que ces mecs-là, leur vie du coup, ça a impacté leur son, qui est un son qui est très cru, qui est très brut. Et Eminem va les signer en 2017 chez Shady Records en deal de distribution. Donc encore une fois, il a absolument pas besoin de faire ça financièrement, mais c'est encore un geste vers des talents bruts, et il leur offre une plateforme pour atteindre une plus large audience et une reconnaissance plus importante. Et en 2019, ça va aller encore plus loin, parce qu'il va carrément enregistrer un titre avec Conway the Machine, une track qui s'appelle Bang. Alors c'est un beat qui est normalement parfaitement taillé pour Conway, hein, c'est un truc assez crasseux, etc. Et... quand vous écoutez la track, quand le couplet d'Eminem arrive, le beat change complètement et passe sur quelque chose de beaucoup plus léger. Et à l'époque, je me rappelle qu'il y avait pas mal de gens qui regrettaient ça, qui auraient préféré que Eminem rappe sur le même beat que Conway. Et ben, sur la version démo, c'est exactement ce qui se passe. Yeah. Ah. Machine. It's not a game, nigga. It's not a fucking game, nigga. Look, look. Hey yo, I use the arm and hammer just to fluff my whip. Say what I wanna say, and I don't give a fuck, I'm rich. Tuck my fifth, don't hesitate to bust my shit. I tell you niggas like Kyrie, suck my dick. I don't trust a soul, I don't even trust my bitch. Before I fall in love, I'd rather cut my wrist. I sweat ace of spades, nigga, that's how much I sip. Body your rap, nigga, quick before the Dutch got twist. Hey yo, let's roll some. The shoddy ring, this shit is not a thing. Chopper make your body lean, my niggas body things. I'm with the Jack boys, I'm with the Robin team. On my mama, I never rocked a pair of Robin jeans. Everything I jot is mean, how you gon' stop machine? My name will probably ring like Las Vegas slot machines. The Mac by my pelvis in my helmet lane. The shells will bang, make everything out of your helmet hang. The male jaw was helmets when I swelled a cane. Then I wrapped the Yale up in cellophane. My shooter got Dame Lillard from the elbow aim. I thought of that while I was courtside at the Mellow game. Bricks are off white, I imported some. Wishing all night until the morning come. Still pitching long nights until my fortune come. That's big checks on the side like the off-white Jordan 1.
Ayo, they think this shit a game, nigga. Ayo, they think this shit a game. Ayo, they think this shit a game. Until I pull up, let it rain,
let it rain.
Until I pull up, let it rain,
let it rain.
Until I pull up, let it rain. Ayo, they think this shit a game, nigga. Ayo, they think this shit a game. Ayo, they think Until I pull up, let it bang. Let it bang. Until I pull up, let it bang. Let it bang. Until I pull up, let it bang.
I used to be a man of the people. Hit the clubs and mingle. Used to dream one day I'd be fucking pink like a flamingo. That was back when I smoked cannabis. Man, but it was tough cause I was a fan of his. So it sucked a hand in his ass. But yeah, looking back on my few time, me and Ja Rule almost got cool cause we shot pool back in 01. Was it 02? I don't know, but something told me fucking not to. Then we got stuck in high school. I shot the Oscar up his wazoo. Yeah, shot the puffy cones, but fuck Revolt. Y'all are like a fucked up remote. Now I get it why buttons broke. Cause you press him but he don't do nothing no. Especially when it comes to punches thrown. You motherfuckers keep wanting smoke. So the blunt is rolled, take another toke. Cause it's flipping in hell. Cause all you're gonna get is an L. And smoke like a fucking roach. So we don't got nothing in common. Not even a fucking cold. A nasal issue if it comes to blows. Wasted tissue, tell this journalist stick to the stuff he knows. Like always running from egos. Here a mic, there a mic, everywhere a mic, share and share alike, but just don't compare alike. Instead of comparing me, pick a fair fight. Compare me to lightning, that similarity striking. Compare me to Jaws, compare me to Manson, Marilyn or Charles, compare me to Nas, Biggie or Pop. Do not compare me to the Iggy bitch or all this fucking Milli Vanilli hip hop. This is where all that silly shit stops. Compare me to the pistol, the trigger, the star, the semi, the Glock. Now Millies get cocked, I'm sending a shot. Don't come around with them floss raps trying to stunt. Compare me to Meek, big Millies get popped. One by one, compare them to scabs, I'm picking them off. They're going home to fuck Nicki Minaj. Ah, compare me to Dickity Doss. Yeah, I'm hickity hitting it raw. Ha, in a beat up cellar. Now, shady beats Griselda. Yeah, we linked up and we inked up till I got a beast that will leash Godzilla. How could we be so hella? Cops a motherfucking attitude. I'm gonna need propellers, the chopper, the machine gun killer. Gun and the machine, the similarity. Stop there between Kelly and Conway. But fuck that little blonde bitch too. R.I.P. Mac Miller. But come and get it if you think that shit up.
Hey yo, they think this shit again.
L'instru est différente, le couplet est différent, et un petit hommage à Mac Miller. Si un jour on fait un épisode sur Mac Miller, je peux vous garantir que ça fera 5 heures. On arrive à la fin de cet épisode-ci, par contre. Alors la suite pour Eminem, qu'est-ce que c'est? Ben, bien évidemment, un album solo. Il travaille également sur un projet avec Kid Cudi.
The adventures of Moon Man and Slim. Yes, who won it with them? The trilogy continues. Seven niggas, sis. See what's on the menu. Autumn panic, hot damn it.
Let's get it, baby.
Hope you fuckers understand it. The real for you niggas. Come and get descriptions. Rap God, Rage.
Et on l'entendra peut-être aussi sur le prochain album de Kanye West, Jesus is King 2, si ça sort un jour, puisqu'il a travaillé dessus. Ça y est. On arrive à la fin du premier épisode. Alors, pour les prochains, je sais pas si ça prendra toujours cette forme. Parfois, ce sera peut-être juste une playlist, on verra. Vous me ferez savoir dans les commentaires ce qui est mieux. Pour le prochain épisode, on se penche sur la carrière de Busta Rhymes. Et pour ça, j'ai la transition parfaite, puisqu'on va se quitter sur une track avec Eminem et Busta Rhymes, qui était prévue sur un album annulé de Busta. Mais ça, on en parlera peut-être la prochaine fois. Soyez sages. Yeah.
Guess who it is? Ayo, Dre, I think they in trouble. Woo! Scott Storch, why you have to do it like this to him? Feels like a new day. Listen, now every time I come in, I hit you niggas with shit. Regardless, you get retarded and the niggas ain't got a clue on how the fuck I do what I do and say what I say and spit what I spit. You ain't never even got a question who. Cause you know that I'm the only nigga that could ever come and spitefully turn the place into a motherfucking zoo. Then I come in, I speak crazy shit, and make niggas do exactly what I want them to. From my point of view, instead of trying to step up, you're still trying to play catch up and keep up with the way a nigga grew. These niggas panic and fret and get schizophrenic and let their emotions out, and I doubt they could ever test my crew. Take a second, check it, I reckon my records are better than whatever record you recorded, that's why your shit is true. You fucking idiot, I don't think you get it, I'm one of the greatest ever, period, every syllable is true. Now if you ain't blind, you ain't handicapping your vision. I think it's simple and I think that it's really plain to see. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you make an effort, you niggas can never ever really fuck with me. Cause I'll hurt you, and I will learn you a thing or two. And I'll hurt you, and I'll finish your career for you.
Sit on a mic and doodle my doodle. You do not have a fighting chance to move. You were covered in my poo-poo, smothered in my manure. While I spit saliva fluid, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-goo-goo-goo secluded you. You
don't have a clue as to what we're about to do, do you? So just sit back and watch, something huge is gonna happen, hunch. Two, you just made me sneeze, I'm allergic to beats like these. Please excuse me, my allergies are acting up, thanks a lot, Scott. You're probably wondering why there's thunder and everyone is running and ducking up under everything up on the block. Cause bustin' Flipmo just tiptoed into the building with Shady quietly trying not to start a riot with Doc. But since we all been spotted, we might as well have a party. So gather round everybody, come on, let's get our drink on. And you ain't got to do nothing special for this occasion. Just reach in your closet, throw something on and get to the club.
Now if you ain't blind, you ain't handicapping your vision. I think it's simple and I think that it's really plain to see. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you make an effort, you niggas can never ever really fuck with me. Cause I'll hurt you, and I will learn you a thing or two. And I'll hurt you, and I'll finish your career for you. I'll
catch you niggas and snatch you niggas, you bunch of bumbling fools. You got me rumbling dudes all the way down the block. Keep them stumbling and jumbling over their words and vowels. Throwing the towel, see you niggas is on the clock. And you running out of time, see I'm tired of all your mumbling. The nigga, I got it locked. Every single time you put my shit in the CD player and turn up the volume, you bang your head because the shit is knock. I continue with crumbling niggas and tumbling niggas. You struggle while I humble a nigga with the Glock. Then I watch you while I keep a fumbling, while I got you trembling for one of my niggas bust your head with a rock. Before I start to do another thing, then to make you crown me the king with such a butter swing, nigga, follow the flock. Now watch my brother bring all my diamonds to summer bling while I'm climbing and fuck a blink. Tell your bitch to get off my jock.
Now if you ain't blind, you ain't handicapping your vision. I think it's simple and I think that it's really plain to see. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you make an effort, you niggas can never ever really fuck with me. Cause I'll hurt you, and I will learn you a thing or two. And I'll hurt you, and I'll finish your career.